Paragraph 7 reads, "While the main source of these biofuels around the world is established crops like corn and sugarcane, Australia is turning to agave for answers. Producers will incinerate the plant's husks to generate power to fuel ethanol production, as well as stimulating the nation's energy grid. Agave is believed to hold over 4 times more latent energy than the other crops, and can be harvested any time of the year, unlike seasonal plants. Experts hope that instead of shifting away from existing biofuel sources, farmers will use agave to expand production and create a viable alternative energy sector that fuels the nation's future."
So at the moment, the main source of these biofuels that we've discussed is crops like corn and sugarcane. So these are the most established crops that go into biofuels. But right now, Australia is turning to agave for answers. And I figure this is probably because, you know, Australia has a pretty dry climate. They have most of their country is kind of deserts in the center. And so it makes sense, you know, agave would thrive in this type of environment, so it seems like they're starting to plant it so that they can use it for biofuels. And so producers of these biofuels that are going to be using agave, what they do is they incinerate, so they burn the plant's husks. And so a husk is just the outer shell or covering of a plant. And they do this to generate power to fuel ethanol production. And as well as doing this, you know, they also use it to stimulate the nation's energy grid. So they found a very useful way to kind of apply these crops to things that are in high demand at the moment. So one being ethanol, as we mentioned, and another thing, of course, being the energy used by Australians.
And so it's believed that agave has 4 times more latent energy than other crops. So latent just means it's hidden or dormant or unlocked in this case. So it's theoretically possible to get a lot more energy out of agave than other crops. And also it can be harvested year-round, unlike seasonal plants, which can only be harvested, of course, during certain seasons. So experts hope that instead of shifting away from biofuel sources, which are better for the environment, farmers can use agave to create these healthier energy sources. It's good for the economy, good for the environment, and good for the future of the country. Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to go back and do some review.